It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, WEKU Program Director. One of our listeners who made a donation near the end of the year added an anonymous comment that is worth sharing. I decided after years of being put off with NPR over the firing of Bob Edwards for the excessive Zionist reporting and your station for failing to deliver on a poster from Stardate that I would come off my high horse and say thank you for the new wonderful programming. I listen almost all day now when I'm not working. Thank you for the classical station, too. An email from Nancy. Thank you for broadcasting the Paul Winter Solstice concert again this year. It's the highlight of the holiday season for me. And from Chris in Berea, if I access you via your stream on the internet, which is now the only way I listen when I'm not in the car, the volume of WEKU is about one half to two thirds that of any other public broadcasting station. TF posted a similar message on Facebook. I cannot seem to stream the station on TuneIn Radio from my phone. I just get the antiquated request to press the donation button and then a message that the stream is not available. Is station management aware that a growing number of listeners stream the station through phones, Roku, and computers? Using the streaming device, I am able to listen to any NPR station in the country, but I prefer to stay with the programming of my local NPR station, which I support, WEKU. To all the listeners who are having problems with web streaming, please be aware that we are looking into it and trying to find a solution to what seem to be a number of different problems. We're interested in your feedback. Leave a voice message at 859-622-1657 or send it by email to weku@eku.edu. The number again, 859-622-1657. And the email, weku@eku.edu. And tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on 88.9 WEKU.